Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Mrs. Ya'el Davidowitz, Perek Mem Beis, Chapter 52, Beware of a Razor Tongue. The tongue, it's a muscular organ in our mouth that moves food around when we eat, keeps our airway open so we can breathe properly, and maybe its most powerful function of all, it helps us make different sounds so we can speak and form words clearly. Pasuk Dalet, Havos tachshov lishonecha, kita'ar melutash osei remia. Your tongue speaks words of treason, like a sharpened razor that works treacherously. Here's the context. David is hungry and unarmed. He's a refugee trying to escape his father-in-law Shaul's manhunt of him. He comes to the city of Nov, a city of Kohanim, and there he gets bread and a sword from Achimelech the Kohen. Doeg speaks Lashon Hara, informing Shaul of what Achimelech had done. In the wake of this Lashon Hara, Shaul orders the murder of all the Kohanim of the city, blaming them for sheltering David. Not only are 85 Kohanim murdered, but so are their wives and children, infants, and even their animals. Pasuk Hey, Ahavtara Mitov, Sheker Midaber Tzedek. You love evil more than good. You lie instead of speaking honestly, David says. Pasuk Vav, Ahavta kol derei vala, lishon mirma. You love words that destroy and use your tongue to deceive. The tongue, a quote-unquote simple muscle of the mouth, can be sharp like a razor, leading to literal death. Words are powerful, a dangerous weapon by those who misuse them. Our job is to learn from that misuse. Our job is to learn and to use the power of our tongue to speak words of love, to speak words of honesty and truth, to use words to build and to help. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, Le'iloi Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Basfegel Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother.